From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is the Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. I recently learned of the death this past April of Frederick Usher, noted industrial designer and passionate collector and self-educated expert on all sorts of art and music. To the world of blues, Usher contributed one of the most intriguing blues albums ever made. In February 1960, Usher and a friend were walking through a Skid Row section of Los Angeles. Frederick Usher had a consuming interest in all sorts of roots music, so when a street musician with a self-made instrument approached, Usher engaged him. Eddie One String Jones performed for him there in the alley and later at a cocktail party that Usher threw to showcase his discovery. Usher recorded him in both places. Jones built his instruments with supplies he could find anywhere.
I just see everything on here. This here is come up a common broom. This here is come up a broom. Mm-hmm. Well, this old bucket, you know, I got that out of junk pile, you know. Well, you see that old whiskey bottle? Well, ain't nothing on here but a penny. You can look at it for your own self and tell it ain't nothing.
The songs Eddie One String Jones played drew on traditional verses and blues songs that had been written decades earlier, such as Rollin' and Tumblin' that was in the Muddy Waters repertoire but had been recorded as far back as 1929.
Why were you running when that rolling mill went down? I was out in that country, yes, and I had a mile from town.
Jones had an almost archaic sense of courtesy. After making a remark that disparaged women, he quickly qualified it, in case Frederick Usher had regarded the comment as a personal affront to his wife.
Now, if she don't want you, why don't you just come up and just tell you, you know, don't come up messing around with you, you know, and do an aggravating thing, don't want to cook you, not me. And I ain't talking about y'all ladies now. I'm just talking to these men here, because y'all don't have to be in here, no, y'all wouldn't be. You know, you don't want to hear what I had to say, you know, because these men brought me in.
Jones seemed to know many country blues hits. He adapted Memphis Minnie's Me and My Chauffeur, a song written from a woman's point of view, by adding a simple explanation for his audience.
If he be my little boy, I will be his girl. Good singing that, you know.
One String Jones had his own system of music theory and said that his one-stringed instrument was as good as a six-stringed guitar.
Right in here is D. See, D, big D. That's big D. Over here is little E. See? Right over here? See? Yeah. Well, see, that makes the accordion comes like pretty natural.
Eddie One String Jones lived on Skid Row, but he was high-spirited and optimistic. Like his music theory, his concept of success was non-standard.
I told her, yes, I'm gonna make it. Let me show you. I made it, too. You see, I'm here, though. You see, I ain't dead.
Frederick Usher tried to keep in touch with Jones in February 1960, and one time while looking for him, he met another street musician, harmonica player Edward Hazelton, who had been a drifter since his teens. Hazelton's dark mood was quite opposite from Jones's. He recalled how he told his brother, years after leaving home, his reason for leaving.
I said, I guess you forget when I'm old man. Mine, your father, threw this shotgun in my face and told me, I'll give you 5 minutes to get out of the house and 3 minutes to storm. And from that day to this one, I've been rambling.
While Jones had been sketchy about his past, Edward Hazelton sang openly about his life.
I'm a poor boy, traveling from town to town.
The recordings of the homeless blues artists Eddie One String Jones and Edward Hazelton were issued on an album called One String Blues. Shortly after the cocktail party where he recorded them, Frederick Usher lost touch with Jones and Hazelton, and they apparently left Los Angeles. Twin meteors in the night sky of the blues in 1960. By recording them, the late Frederick Usher gave us our only glimpse of their artistry and a unique historical document of the blues. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at xpn.org or anytime at xpn.org/blues.
Well, y'all might think I'm joking, but it's the truth.